Sport
and talk
for Liverpool.
For Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
It's return of the Premier League this weekend. Liverpool with 7 to play. Can they get over the line first? Let's do Fan Friday. Let's start with Jay on the red side of things. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve.
Any nerves? Any apprehension?
Not really, no. You know, it's a game of football, isn't it? And we've waited 2 weeks now because of the international break, and it's all systems go for this Spurs game, which it's obviously going to be a tough game because they're a very good side.
Is this the hardest of the games in the run-in, or do you, maybe I sort of feel the home games could prove to be, not easy is the wrong word, but could prove to be more manageable than some of the away fixtures, because I get the sense the crowd are going to be a major force here.
Yeah, I think everyone's saying, aren't they, that Spurs and Chelsea at home are the toughest games on paper because they're probably the best teams we've got to face. But when you analyse the away game, Southampton are still fighting for their lives, and so are Cardiff as well. And, you know, I just look at it and think every game's going to be tough now. You know, they're all like sort of like cup finals, aren't they? And I know Liverpool don't tend to do very well in cup finals, but, you know, that's what they've got to be approached as. Every single game's massive now, and the only little fear going into this game is there's been an international break, and Liverpool don't tend to do very well when we've had a break, and probably this season, ironically, the only time Liverpool have played well off a break was when we played Spurs earlier in the season in September at Wembley, and we absolutely murdered them that day, and it could have been 4 or 5, and we won the game 2-1, and it flattered Spurs because they got a late goal, didn't they? So hopefully more of the same on Sunday, but it's certainly going to be a tough one.
Yeah, you brought that up before, haven't you? The fact that when Liverpool come off that international break, they seem to stutter for some reason.
Yeah, it's not just the international break. I mean, we've seen it, you know, a couple of months back when we were out of the FA Cup and we had the warm weather training, and it just never worked when we went to Dubai and we went to, you know, Spain as well. And it just never seemed to work. And I think what happens is you lose your rhythm and your momentum, don't you? And there's no cohesion there amongst the team. And, you know, international breaks a little bit different because they've been away, haven't they, with, you know, obviously the different countries and different players and different groups. So that's slightly different to going away on warm weather training. But I just think we've seemed to struggle a little bit, and hopefully that's not the case on Sunday. But, you know, you only have to look back this season, and the only time, as I say, when we've played well was back in September when we won 2-1 at Wembley.
The huge benefit for Jurgen Klopp is that everyone is fit. And, of course, he'd have seen quite a few players go away on international duty, your Firminos and what have you, and thought, please just come back all in one piece. And it seems to have worked out that way.
Yeah, that's a bonus. I mean, sometimes Liverpool do tend to get injuries, and that doesn't seem to be the case at this time and, you know, moment in time. But, you know, we've also got Oxlade-Chamberlain and Joe Gomez back now. But I think people need to be a little bit calm about that because they haven't played football for such a long time. Certainly Oxlade-Chamberlain being 12 months, hasn't it? And with Joe Gomez, it's virtually 4 months, isn't it? So you've got to be patient with them because I think they might be around the squad in the next couple of weeks, but I'd be very surprised if they start games. And I do think, you know, Joe Gomez really should be the partner for Virgil van Dijk moving forward. But at this moment in time, I mean, he's got to recover, hasn't he, properly. And the only way to get your match fitness is playing games. But every single game's so vital now. You've just got to go with the players that have been playing that are 100% fit. And Joel Matip's done quite a good job in his absence. So there's no real reason to change it.
Right, let's go through the fixtures that are remaining. Tottenham at home, a win, a draw, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I think we'll beat them because, okay, like I say, if you look back to last season, I thought they were the best team to come to Anfield and they controlled the second half for long periods and Liverpool couldn't get out their own half. But if you go back to that game, you'd analyse it, the main man, the main instigator, if you like, was Dembele, and now he's moved on to pastures new because his contract was running down, so he left in January. So they haven't got that player in the middle of the park that can dictate it, really. Of course, they've got players that can hear you because, you know, Harry Kane, Dele Alli, Christian Eriksen, Son, been brilliant, has he, when Harry Kane was out injured. So they've certainly got very good players, but I'd expect a Liverpool win.
Southampton away, Chelsea at home.
Yeah, Southampton's quite tricky, but again, you'd like to think Liverpool have a little bit too much for them. Chelsea's a very tricky one because they're a little bit of a bogey team to Liverpool. I think I'm right in saying we haven't beat them in the last 5 times we've played against them, so that's a bit of a concern because obviously all them games are under Klopp as well, so seems to have a little bit of an Indian sign, and especially when you look back to 2014, like they were the team really that stopped us winning the league. I thought, in my opinion, that game at Anfield and Gerrard slipped, so that's going to be a tough one. if we're going to drop points, you would say that could potentially be it, but they're not being great this season, have they? Certainly not a late, so you'd like to think we could just get the job done being at Anfield.
So that's possibly a one-pointer. Cardiff and Huddersfield, Cardiff away, Huddersfield at home?
Yeah, I think with Cardiff, I mean, Neil Warnock would absolutely love to spoil a party, wouldn't he? But you'd like to think Liverpool are far too good for them and they're destined to get relegated, in my opinion. So you've got to be going there like we did the other week against Fulham. A team that's going to be relegated, you've got to be beating them, so I think we will do.
And the same with Huddersfield.
Huddersfield, I mean, Huddersfield have been doomed for a long time. I think they've only won four games all season, haven't they? So, you know, they're certainly going down to the Championship and you'd expect Liverpool to be comfortable that Friday night.
Newcastle away, Wolves at home finishes it off. Raff will just throw the towel in for us.
I think he's far too professional for that. You know, he's a great man, isn't he, Rafa? But I just think they'll be safe at that stage, so there won't be anything riding on it for them. So you'd like to think if Liverpool really do need the 3 points, which we're obviously going to need, I think we'll go there and get the 3 points. And then the final day, then, we're all hoping that we're still going to be in the mix to try and win it. And, you know, Wolves are a very good side. But I think the beauty of the Wolves game now is they're in the semi-final of the FA Cup. Hopefully, if they get through that against Watford, they'll be looking forward to a final against Man City, probably, won't they? So maybe they'll rest a few players and they'll get another 3 points.
Oh, from what you've said, it's only the Chelsea game that worries you. Jay, thank you. What will the score be against Spurs?
You know what, I think 2-1. It could be tough, but no, I think we might get an extra one. I mean, we beat them 2-1 in the other fixture they made at Wembley back in September. I think we might get 3 this time, so we'll go for a 3-1 Liverpool win.
Good lad, thank you, Jay. Speak next week.
All the best, Steve.
Let's move on to the blue side of things. Gary's covering it off this morning. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Steve.
Hello, pal. What are you actually interested in between now and the end of the season where Everton are concerned?
I think it's just a matter of trying to build a bit of momentum and a little bit of confidence for next season. I mean, obviously, I think there's going to be quite an overhaul. I'm hoping there's going to be an overhaul of playing staff in the summer. But just a matter of building a little bit of momentum up. I mean, they've proved in two of their most recent games against Liverpool and Chelsea that when they apply themselves correctly, they're capable of putting performances in. So I'd like to think the mentality is right going to the end of the season. I mean, there's nothing to play for, obviously. I mean, they've hit the 40-point barrier, but it's not the point. You know, we should be looking mentally to finish strong and carry that over into next season.
You see, I mentioned this before. I was chatting with Tony, and my perspective on this is when you get towards a holiday, and perhaps you don't have anything to play for, perhaps in your work environment, you've got nothing to focus on, a project or what have you, your mind does slip a little bit. And I can only presume it's the same for a Premier League footballer. It's very unlikely you get 100% out of them for the remaining 8 games, isn't it?
I fully agree. I'm probably just living in dreamland, but you know, you asked me what I would like, and that's what I would like from the club and from the team and, you know, the application from the players. But, you know, you're 100% right. You know, the bloody, sorry for swearing, the flip-flops will be on now. I would imagine as we progress later and later into the season. But there's got to be a certain level of pride as well, because they've had a disastrous season. So they've got to be playing for their own pride. And there'll be a few players who I would imagine are playing for a move as well. But go on.
No, I was just going to say, you spoke about wanting an overhaul of playing staff. There will be some players wanting to move. There'll be the club wanting to get rid of a whole load of loan players. But an overhaul of playing staff might imply you want plenty of new signings. But that seems unlikely given Farhad Moshiri's comments.
Well, I don't know. I'm reading on different websites that there's targets being set by Silva and Brands, and that they're looking to get people in early. Now, obviously, that will depend on who we offload, and there's quite a number of people we need to offload. So it won't be easy. But, you know, he's come out in his press conference, Silver, and said, well, you know, it won't be easy, but we're looking to get the work done early as far as transfers. So it looks like these earmarked who they would like to bring into the squad. Whether that happens, we don't know. But there will be arrivals. I think there'll be more departures, to be honest. There's got to be.
Yeah, perhaps you would hope it's that way as well. Everton, 40 points. Wolves in 7th place, 44 points. 7th place isn't mathematically impossible at all, is it?
Not at all, no. If they put a strong finish on, there's every possibility they could finish seventh. But I say it season after season, it's a poison chalice. It absolutely wrecks your following season. You're starting to play competitive games in early July.
In the Europa League.
In the Europa League, yeah. So I personally, a lot of people disagree when I talk to them about this, but I personally wouldn't want to finish seventh. I'd rather the concentration in the summer be on assembling a squad of players who can not challenge but certainly improve on this season and look like we're doing something. As I say, we've proved in the bigger games of late we're capable if we're switched on, and I'd like to think we'll build for that during the summer. I personally don't want to be finishing seventh, I'll be honest.
It's not about necessarily deserving it. I'm not sure whether you'd believe Everton would deserve to finish seventh, but you might believe that maybe Wolves would deserve to finish seventh.
We've finished seventh a couple of times and gone through that route and being in the Europa League. And the way they've played this season, and again, the way they've applied themselves and the way the manager's been, they've been like a breath of fresh air, haven't they? And people were expecting big things of them when they come up, and they haven't really disappointed, have they? So, as far as deserving, why not? Why not, Wolves? Give them a crack at it, see what they think.
Gary, give us some positivity for the West Ham game. How will it end up?
I'm still positive, Steve. I think we can go down there and win. I think we'll go down there and win 2-0.
Good lad. Gary, thank you very much indeed, pal.
All right, Steve. Cheers, mate.
Fan Friday there with Gary on the blue side of things. Jay on the red. Let's see if their predictions come true. Jay believes 3-1 to Liverpool, and Gary's saying 2-0 to Everton at West Ham.
The kickoff. Rock, sport and talk. Radio City Talk.